Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It is 11 minutes after 5. As we get things rolling on this, the beginning of the day, thanks for letting us be a part of it. A lot of interesting things happened over the weekend. Tom, I'm going to rely on you to fill me in on what happened with the Packers game. I wasn't able to watch, which, by the way, is a very interesting thing. My wife went grocery shopping on Sunday. All right? Yeah, you're on. Oh, you're plugged into the wrong one. So anyway, my wife went grocery shopping on Sunday.
Right.
Yesterday.
And there was nobody in the store.
Well, no, there was a few, and everybody was in their Packers shirts and everything. And my wife said she got looked at really strange because as she was checking out, she remembered, you know, she said, oh, that's right. When is the game on today? And my wife is not a fanatic about sports. She follows the Packers, and you know we like to watch the games.
Obviously,
on the
she doesn't follow the Packers if she doesn't know what time the game is on today.
There's a difference between being interested and wanting to watch the game and setting your life around the schedule. I got to get back from being out of town so I can watch the game. That's a whole nother level. We're not there yet. So. And
you better hurry up.
And when she said, what time is the game on? She said that people turned and looked at her like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed. I said, yeah, I know. See, when you would refer to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you would say, oh, what time's the game on? People would look at you and go, oh, that's right, they're playing today, aren't they? Who are they going to lose to this week?
What was the old line? I think it was Winston Churchill. He said, keep your mouth closed so people think you're a moron.
No.
And don't open it and remove all doubt.
Yeah,
or something like that.
It's better for you to stay quiet and people think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and confirm it. So did you just call my wife an idiot?
I'm just suggesting that maybe next time not asking what time the Packer game starts in the grocery store would be a good thing.
Anyway, it was things. So how did things go? I understand we had some significant records.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day. Yeah, the second most yardage ever gained in Packer history. Aaron Rodgers tied the record for passing yardage, 4 touchdown passes. Everybody caught a whole bunch of passes.
Nice.
We get 87 cent Jordy Burgers today because he caught 2 touchdowns.
Ooh.
It was a good day.
That I like that.
Yes.
So may have to indulge in that. Coming back from, everybody know I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Coming back, lots of Redskins jerseys on the plane coming back into
very unhappy
Milwaukee.
People with Redskins jerseys on.
This was a very early flight on Sunday, so they were coming from D.C. into Milwaukee
for the game.
Yeah,
for the game. Okay.
They were hopeful at that point, and I would love to have been on the plane going back. I would have. Just kind of chuckled.
It's like going back on a flight from Vegas.
Yeah.
Everybody's ecstatic on the flight out.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's happy coming home.
It's a quiet, depressing environment on the way home. That, and I came across this on our website, the WSAU.com website. You know me, I'm not an environmentalist, right? I mean,
he admits it openly, folks.
No, I'm not. I could almost be considered an anti-environmentalist. When you green... tree-hugging whack jobs start climbing all over the place and screaming about greenhouse gases and we're all going to die. I just want to burn a tire in my backyard.
Oh, brother.
And roast marshmallows over it, and then feed it to the animals so they get sick and die.
Right.
But there's a company out of Madison that has been tapped to develop, and it appears they already have, soda bottles that are basically made of vegetative matter. They're made of vegetable matter. No petroleum, nothing like that, no chemicals in it. Well, there's got to be chemicals in there, but they are chemical-free. It says they are plant-based and chemical-free. I'm going to have to wait and, the jury's out on this whole chemical-free thing, but these are supposed to be much better for our environment so that when you throw them in the dump, they don't sit there for 150 years before they even start to break down. They actually break down pretty quick. You get them home.
First of all, you're not supposed to throw them in the dump, but for the folks who do, like you, then they'll break down.
All right, then let me express something to the city, to the area here. If you don't want me to throw plastics in the garbage, the regular garbage, then how about a recycling pickup more than every other week? Okay, I'm not going to have plastic bottles and all this kind of stuff piled up somewhere until you come get them. If you come every week, you're going to get them every week. You come every other week I recycle. Those weeks that are off, it's going in the trash. I'm not
wait
having
a minute,
stinky,
wait a minute.
Messy
wait a
stuff.
Minute. You have more than you have more to fill up the bin in 2 weeks, then you're drinking way too much soda, man.
Well, now there's a whole discussion you and I can have. But soda's not the only thing that comes in plastic bottles.
I understand.
You know?
Milk and juice and everything
milk
else.
Milk and
sure.
juice yeah. and bottled water and all this kind of stuff.
You could ask for another recycling bin. We have
Seth is right again.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
When my recycling bin fills up, other recyclables get thrown out.
You can put them in paper bags. You can put it. Come on.
No, I am not.
That's the ultimate in laziness. No. If the bin is full, you're not going to recycle anymore? Come on.
It's not laziness. It's I don't want trash collecting around or in my house.
Well, put it in the garage. Put it outside.
No, I'm not saving trash for 2 weeks. God. If they want it, if they are serious about doing recycling in this area, then they will very simply have a better collection system. That's all there is to it. Hint, hint, not so subtle. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Traveling around a lot. We just got back from Lebanon, New Hampshire. It's spelled with an O-N at the end. They don't like it pronounced like that. I went up there. It's Lebanon. I'm like, well, you ought to put an I in there then. We checked in the hotel room. Lady goes, what you all going to do after the show? I said, well, I don't know, ma'am, but I think we've ruled out hanging out with you. You know they got a stripper club down the street.
Woo!
I'm fine on that, ma'am. I don't really care to go to a stripper. Well, Wednesday night is midget night. I swear to God. It's midget night. What if she come over? You want a lap dance? Yeah, can you get up here? I mean, these are... Go get a stepladder. I'll give you $1. I mean, like a little mini me. You're just holding her. Go, girl. Oh, yeah.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.